Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is Maisie Dobbs by Jacqueline Winspear. Published by Soho Press in 2003, today's book is all about loss, post-war trauma, and memories. It's 1929, 10 years after the armistice, and Maisie Dobbs has recently opened her own detective agency. Business is a little slow, but she's finally visited by a man who believes his wife is being unfaithful. Maisie had hoped her new venture would involve more interesting cases, but as this is her only client, she swallows her pride. But before she takes on the case, she asks the husband to reassure her about what he'll do with this information. The husband is taken aback. Maisie is not like other detectives, or other women. Satisfied with his answer, Maisie follows his wife on a train into the countryside, where she visits a grave marked with the name Vincent, no surname. Maisie uncovers that Vincent was not a victim of the Great War, but instead committed suicide after returning. Grievously wounded and traumatised, Vincent spent his last days in a convalescent farm called The Retreat, a refuge for ex-soldiers like him who can't readjust to normal life. Back in London, Maisie is summoned to the house of her patron, Lady Rowan Compton, and the story goes back in time to Maisie's humble beginnings as a maid in the Compton house. Determined to make a difference and egged on by her friend Maurice, Lady Compton found her maid Maisie studying in the library and decides to take Maisie under her wing. Under Maurice's tutelage, Maisie's intellectual and intuitive gifts are nurtured and she eventually wins a place at Cambridge University, until 1914 comes along. Back into 1929, Lady Compton's own son has returned from the war, disheartened and withdrawn, and for the second time Maisie hears about the convalescent farm, The Retreat, and she's determined to understand the truth about the refuge. But along the way, Maisie must also confront her own wartime losses. Now, Maisie Dobbs is part detective story, part historical fiction, and the story takes place from the years 1910 to 1929, following the life of the main character as she must deal with the events of her past to understand her current case. Now, this is nothing unusual in crime fiction. In fact, it's a little bit of a cliche. However, this book delves deeply into Maisie's past and leaves the mystery of The Retreat far behind as we learn about how Maisie became the woman she is. Some readers may not like this, but as I already really enjoy historical fiction, I was quite happy to be taken along for the ride. The storytelling is evocative and heartbreaking. The descriptions of the lives of the damaged men returning from World War I really struck me and gave me a new sense of compassion for how men must struggle under society's expectations of men and masculinity. Maisie Dobbs herself is a fascinating character, clever and methodical and quite obsessive. Under Maurice's tutelage, she learned a wide cross-section of disciplines and uses her broad range of skills and knowledge to analyse her cases, including sitting cross-legged in meditation to empty her mind. Quite unusual in 1920s London. Now, this is the first in the Maisie Dobbs series, and to date there are another 15 novels, and I'll be back for more. So if you like a mix of historical fiction and detectives, World War I settings, insightful and intuitive women, and lost loves, I recommend Maisie Dobbs by Jacqueline Winspear. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.